Hey everyone, welcome to A Cup of Tea, your go-to podcast for everything new in pop culture.
That's right, we're here to spill the latest tea on everything from movies and music to viral trends and celebrity drama.
I'm Celiana, and I've got the inside scoop on what's hot right now.
And I'm Debbie, ready to keep you in the loop on what's coming next in the world of pop culture.
So grab a cup of tea, sit back, and let's dive in. Debbie, it's your turn.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I was totally zoned out, listening to music.
Let me guess, you're pretending you're at Primavera Sound already?
Okay, yes, but you don't have to rub it in. I didn't get tickets, remember?
Oops, right. Didn't mean to open that wound again.
I'm just devastated. Last year was Brat Summer. Charlie XCX destroyed the stage. Everyone had their cowboy hats and sparkles, and this year looks even more insane.
I know, this lineup is basically a pop culture fantasy, but for anyone who's not in the know, let's break it down a bit.
Yep. So, Primavera Sound is this massive music festival that happens every year in Barcelona, Spain. It's basically a gathering of music fans from all over the world, and the lineups are always next level.
It was started back in 2001 by Alberto Guijarro, Gabi Ruiz, and Pablo Soler. They actually worked on the Benicàssim Festival first, and then decided to create something of their own.
It's kind of like Coachella's cousin, but with a cooler European edge. Less influencer-y, more music-centric, you know?
Yeah, less desert fits and more actually here for the music. And the vibe? It's electric. You're dancing on the beach, under the stars, surrounded by fans who really know their stuff.
Last year's big moment was Charlie XCX dropping Brat, which basically took over the internet. Everyone was in their alt-girl era. Brat Summer became a whole thing.
And this year's lineup? Wow. Headlines include Sabrina Carpenter, who's currently dominating with her short and sweet era.
Plus Chapel Roan. She's been everywhere lately. I feel like she's one breakout performance away from taking over the world.
And of course, our brat queen, Charlie XCX, is back again, which means there might be a sequel to last summer's chaos.
And hold on, don't forget that Lord is returning. I was shocked. She's been super mysterious and low-key for a while, but now she's coming back with a whole new album.
Virgin, yep. It drops on June 27th, and she's been teasing it like crazy. Little snippets on TikTok, moody photos on Instagram, hits hidden in her email newsletters.
She released the lead single, Why Was That, back in April, and people are still dissecting the lyrics. And that cover art, so aesthetic. Although, I'm still debating whether I think the song is giving or not.
She's really giving us that mystical, witchy rebirth energy. I can't wait to see her live set. If she debuts new songs on that stage, people are going to lose their minds.
Okay, so next question. What do you think this summer's era is going to be?
Well, if last year was Brat Summer, this year might be Lord Summer. I mean, this is her moment.
I agree, but also don't sleep on Chapel Roan. Mother is still mothering. And with the release of The Giver, she might slay the summer away. I mean, she's my spirit animal, so for sure she'll be my inspo for the summer.
Honestly, can we just call it everything summer? All our faves are out here thriving.
Baby, what was that? Speaking of festivals, Solidays is coming up, and the exact dates are the 27th to the 29th of June.
It is also a music festival organized by the association Solidarité Sida, aiming to raise public awareness of HIV/AIDS issues.
Profits from the festival fund prevention and supports program for patients in 21 countries.
In total, 80 artists are planned with more than 100 artists scheduled, some including Damso, Gims, MC Solar, L'Impératrice, and SCH.
Not only am I not going to Primavera Sound, but I'm also not going to Solidays. What did I do to deserve this? Although, fun fact, I went in 2019, you were probably not born, Celiana, and I kept the bracelet until last summer.
Gross.
I know, TMI.
Anyways, you didn't do anything wrong, except maybe not checking ticket sales early enough.
Okay, that's fair. Next year, I'm camping out on the website with 10 devices open.
As you should. But even if you're not going, we can still live vicariously through the set list, the outfits, and the fan videos. Social media is basically a front row seat these days.
True. And you know what? Even from home, you can still catch all the vibes. Just blast the artist set list, throw on some glitter, and make your own mini festival in your room.
Literally me last summer. Okay, but let's talk about the atmosphere. Sooly Days isn't just about the music, it's about a message. There's something really powerful about dancing for a cause.
Yeah, a lot of festivals are about the glamour, but Sooly Days has a heart. You're jamming out and supporting global health initiatives. Double win!
Also, the vibes are different. It's in Paris, the crowd is super diverse, and people really connect. It's like a whole community.
And the lineup is such a mix. You've got hip-hop, electro, pop, even French icons. There's something for everyone.
I mean, Damso and L'Impératrice on the same weekend? That's crazy.
Absolutely. So remember, guys, whether you're a Primavera Sound in Barcelona or at Sooly Days in Paris, one thing is clear. This summer is going to be iconic for the music lovers.
C'est là-bas dans la ville qu'on appelle Maison Alfort. Quand je vois une Fatma chelou qui fait vibrer son corps, elle me dit
MC Solar, viens là que je te donne du réconfort.
J'ai dit non merci, c'est très gentil, mais je ne mange pas de porc, elle m'a fait bouge de là.
So that's it for today, guys. I can't believe this is the last podcast.
I know, right? I'm gonna miss it. Have fun without me next year.
At least our podcast will still exist on the website www.radiolfb.net.
Make sure to follow us on our Instagram at LFB Reb Radio.
And on that note, here's Soweto by Victony and Tempo.
Keep it connected.